Bridges of Madison County, which is being given its world premiere at the Williamstown Theater Festival through August 18th, is a musical that is often beautifully romantic. At other times, the production borders on the tedious and cloyingly sentimental. The work, which is scheduled to open on Broadway in February of 2014, is based on a novel by Robert James Waller, which is also the source of the Clint Eastwood and Meryl Streep film. Both were so popular, there's probably a core audience that will automatically adore this musical adaptation. Even those, like me, who find the material predictable and sometimes overwrought, will find it difficult not to be moved by the gorgeous score of Jason Robert Brown, which defines characters and captures the emotional turmoil of two decent individuals who unintentionally fall in love, knowing their love is doomed. Two, there is no denying the emotional pull of the story about a four-day love affair that touches lives forever. Anyone who has ever been in a loving relationship that is destined to fail will understand the heartbreak of the characters. And because the love between Robert and Francesca is so sincere and honest, many who have not had such an experience might feel they've been denied a life-altering experience. Without denying the inherent charm of the material, it is not a story that should take 3 hours to tell. While there is hardly a song that is not a pleasure to hear, the long, expositional aspects of the story tend to make Brown's remarkable score seem repetitive. This is true mostly for the first act and a drawn-out ending. However, when the work focuses on the passion of the couple, the music soars and the story is tender and touching. The second act duet, One Second More and A Million Miles, is breathtaking in its passion, and Francesca's solo, Almost Real, is as character-defining as it is beautiful to hear. The same can be said for Robert's first act, The World Inside a Frame. Brown is not only a great composer, he is a brilliant orchestrator, and his lyrics create lovely stories within a story. By the way, the nine-piece pit orchestra conducted by Tom Murray is phenomenal as they bring added lushness to an already rich score. Steve Pasquale is gentle, smart, and sexy as Robert, the National Geographic photographer, who in 1965 spends a couple of days in Madison County, Iowa, to photograph their covered bridges. He is an exceptional actor with a dynamic singing voice who creates a finely etched portrayal of a loner who surprises himself at the depth of his love for Francesca. In this Marcia Norman version of the story, Francesca is the focus of the work. She is an Italian World War II war bride who lives a content life with a caring but dull husband and two constantly quarreling kids. Elena Shadow is lovely as the woman who discovers the dissatisfaction with her life and is courageous enough to grasp happiness, yet noble enough to sacrifice it out of love for her family. One of the strongest aspects of Norman's book is the creation of Marge and Charlie, the long-married neighbors who are happy with their simple existence. Having Marge sing Get Closer as Robert and Francesca physically draw closer is a genius idea that defines the universality of longing. The entire cast is ideal, but special mention should be given to Whitney Bashor, who creates a breakout performance, singing the marvelous Another Life as Robert's former wife and the touching He Forgave Me as Francesca's sister. It's all played on an awesome set by Michael Yergin and a period-perfect costumes by Catherine Zuber. The most important technical success is the mood-defining lighting by Donald Holder. The Bridges of Madison County is an erratic and sometimes slow-moving show, but it is never the fault of director Bartlett Scheer, who ingeniously keeps the movement fluid and the focus of the show on the love between Francesca and Robert. This is a superior production that sometimes falls victim to the flaws of the source material. It should be seen. The Bridges of Madison County continues through August 18th on the main stage of the Williamstown Theater Festival in Williamstown, Mass. For tickets and information, call 413-597-3400 or go to WTFestival.org. This is Bob Gefford for the Troy Record.